Penguin Random House Audio presents Saturn Run by John Sanford and Katine. Read for you by Eric Conger. Chapter 1, February 9th, 2066. From 10 kilometers out, the Sky Survey Observatory looked like an oversized beer can. Yellow-white sunlight glittered from the can's outward side, while the other half was a shifting funhouse reflection of the pale blues and pearly cloud streaks of the Earth, 1,000 kilometers below. The can was not quite alone. An egg-shaped service module, human-sized, encrusted with insectile appendages, ports, windows, and cameras, was closing in on it. Storage lockers and canisters surrounded the base of the egg. Had there been any air around it, and anything with ears, the faint twang of country music might have been heard vibrating through its ice-white walls. Oh, my ATV is hustling on down the line, and them tofu critters are looking mighty fine. The handyman was making a house call. The Sky Survey Observatory carried 4 telescopes. The Big Eye, the Medium Eye, the Small Eye, and Chuck's Eye. The latter, unofficially named after a congressman who slipped the funding into a veto-proof Social Security bill. The scopes stared outward, assisted by particle and radiation detectors, looking for interesting stuff. All of the SSO's remotely operable telescopes, radio dishes, and particle sensors, all the digital cameras and computers, all the storage systems and fuel tanks and solar cells, lived at the command of astronomers sitting comfortably in climate-controlled offices back on the ground. Until the observatory broke.